Welcome to What's Next with Eric Wood, where we will prepare you to make your what's next in life your best yet. I hope you've enjoyed the last four playoff push podcasts talking about the backed up situation, dealing with crowd noise, halftime and in-game adjustments, the Pro Bowl and celebrating success, and how we can apply all of those to our daily lives. If you missed any of those, go back and listen to those. I feel like there's little gems and little nuggets that each of us, everyone out there listening, can take with you, take lessons from that great game of football, where you'll learn something through those podcasts. You'll learn something about the game of football that maybe you didn't quite understand, and then also be able to apply those in your life to make that what's next, this 2022, the best year of your life. Last week, I told some Pro Bowl stories, and they were fun to tell. I mean, just reliving some of those memories were just a joy for me. It's good for my soul to go back and share some of those stories. I appreciate all the messages from those that shared the stories that I shared on the podcast, and the people that shared them with their friends, their family, their social media followers. Thank you for doing that. This is the last of the playoff push episodes. If you have any suggestions for solo series that you want in the future, or just solo podcasts in general, hit me up on Instagram at EWood70. I'll get back to you, and I would love to get those suggestions, because these loyal listeners are the people that I want to speak directly to. And those loyal listeners that are looking for that daily 1% improvement, want some information that I can share about my time in the NFL or life experiences I have, that will serve me. And so just let me know on that. All right, we got the big one coming up this weekend. It's the Super Bowl. It's the Rams versus the Bengals. Never in history, the team that's hosting the Super Bowl, never had they played in it until last year. And then Tampa Bay wins the Super Bowl on their own home field, and the Rams have the opportunity to do it in back-to-back years. That's crazy to me. Let's look at this matchup. I mean, the Bengals are playing free right now. Their over-under on win total to start the year was 5. And now they find themselves in the Super Bowl. 3 one-score wins through the playoffs. And in those one-score wins, they were the underdog in all 3 matchups. This is a Cincinnati team that's led by Joe Burrow, who, if he wins this game, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong, he likely becomes the face of the NFL. And he came in to the NFL with so much confidence. This confident dude who came out of LSU, wins the national championship, he's smoking a cigar in the locker room. Now he's doing the same thing in the NFL, still getting it done. But can this Bengals offensive line protect him? And that's not easy to do. The Rams have a superstar studded defensive line. Aaron Donald, maybe the best defensive player in all of football. You have Von Miller, who's incredible rushing the edge. You have Leonard Floyd on the other side. I mean, that's a stacked defensive line. And this is a Cincinnati Bengals offensive line that gave up the second most sacks in the NFL during the regular season. I'm not sure if they can protect Joe Burrow, but if they can, the Bengals have the weapons on the outside to get it done, and they've proven that. But the pressure's on the Rams. I talked about the Bengals are playing free. This Rams team has tons of pressure on them. They have so many veterans on their team. They're in their home stadium. They have so many guys that have been there before in the Super Bowl, having just played in it a few years ago. So they have all the pressure on them. Can they come to play? Obviously, this is Matthew Stafford's first Super Bowl. He's the quarterback of the Rams. Can he get it done in the big game? He's a guy that I've always rooted for throughout my career. Just seems like one of the best dudes ever. And Andrew Whitworth, who was on the podcast Wednesday, confirmed that. If you haven't listened to that, go back and listen to it. Big Wit is just an all-time 11 out of 10 person. Go back and listen to that. But if I'm betting, if I had to pick who I think is going to win, it would be the Rams. I just think they get it done in this big game. All that experience, all that star power will come together, and they will be able to get it done. Sean McVay beats his former coach, one of his former assistants, in Zach Taylor, who's coaching the Cincinnati Bengals. I think Zach Taylor gets it done, and the Rams get the win. For those out there who have never been to a Super Bowl, let me pull back the curtains a little bit on that. For an NFL player, it's like spring break with the parties and just everything going on for NFL players out there, and it's also an opportunity, actually pre-COVID, where you could make some good money out there. There's the appearance fees for all these businesses was incredible. I'm sure some guys still are getting paid to go out there. You know, a has-been offensive lineman isn't getting those same perks, especially in a COVID setting out in LA. But the parties are awesome. It's great to just connect with so many players from around the league. And for me, especially as a young guy in the league, I mean, constantly starstruck going to all these events out there and getting to interact with all the greats of the game. That was always fun for me. The game itself does not feel like a normal NFL game. The stadium is probably 60 to 70% corporate seats. So these are seats that these big time businesses around the country have and purchased, and they just give them to their employees or the executives, and they just give them away. So they're not necessarily fans of the team. So it doesn't have a normal atmosphere of an NFL football game. It's a tremendous hassle getting in and out of there. The parking around around the Super Bowl is virtually inexistent. The security checks are way outside of the entrances, and so it's a hassle getting in and out. During the commercial breaks at home, for some people, my wife included, that's probably the highlight of the game. You get to see all these great Super Bowl commercials. Well, when you're in the stadium, you don't get to see those. So they actually do these really cool highlight videos of the NFL season. It might be top 10 touchdown catches of the season. It might be the biggest hits of the season. Yeah, they might not do the biggest hits of the season anymore with the focus on concussions, but you get my point. Top rushes of the season. So you get these really cool highlight videos during the TV timeouts. And then for me, probably the most amazing thing was the halftime shows for the Super Bowls that I went to. And the coolest part was watching them put the stage together, which is, you know, they have to bring this enormous stage out in a bunch of pieces because they got to get them in and out of the tunnels that the players will come in and out of. So you get all these people that have to piece together the stage and then break it down because it's got to all fit into this short window. And I'm actually excited for this halftime show as well this weekend. Star-studded lineup as usual for all those 90s, you know, I'm an 80s baby, but through the 90s, if you were into music during that time, you're going to love this halftime show this week. So let's get on to this week's lesson. So once again, we're going to go back to the same quote Vince Lombardi once said, "Football is like life. It requires perseverance, self-denial, hard work, sacrifice, dedication, and respect for authority." There's so much that we can apply to life from the game of football, and we're going to unpack it again this week. This week, we're going to talk about dealing with defeat because one team's going to lose the Super Bowl this weekend. We're going to talk about, you know, how they bounce back and how we can all bounce back from defeat in our lives. And we're all going to deal with defeat in our lives, especially if we're out there chasing greatness in our life. You're going to get turned down for jobs or sales calls, and you're going to receive no's. You're going to get injured if you're competing at a high level athletically. You're going to lose games in that business too. You're going to have breakups in relationships, whether that's with a spouse or a friendship. Sean McDermott, when he took over for the Bills in 2017, he passed along some wise wisdom that I gave him credit for at the time. Now I've come to realize it's a John Maxwell quote, but he said, "In life, you either win or you learn." So applying that to football, you know, you win the game, that's great. If you lose, then you need to learn from it, and that's how you could also win from your defeat. How you respond to the inevitable defeat that life will serve you is the key to success in life. There's also the notion that when you face defeat on the highest stage in life, that you will not be able to come back from it. Those times that you get defeated in life and everyone knows about it, or maybe your reputation is ruined, that can be extremely tough to bounce back from. Let's talk about that from the lens of the Super Bowl that's coming up this weekend. It's often said that there's a hangover from teams that lose in the Super Bowl. You put in all the work to get to that big game and you lose and you have to start all the way over at square one. I personally do not know that feeling, but I've talked about it with plenty of others. And when you lose that big game, it's not like you get to start right back at the playoffs the next year, win a few games, and now you're back in the Super Bowl and you get another shot. You got to go through that whole grind, that entire offseason. You know, if you're an executive for the team, you got to make all those decisions. You got to draft well again. You got to do free agency correctly. There's so much that goes into it. But let's take a look at that because might not be true. That Super Bowl loss hangover might not be the case. You know, early in this season, it looked like Kansas City may have had the Super Bowl loss hangover. The Bills crushed them in week 5 of this season, and they were sitting at 2-3, I believe. And a lot of people thought, I don't know if this Kansas City team can get it done again, but there they are, hosting the AFC Championship game. And while they did not make it to the Super Bowl, make it to the AFC Championship game, you could hardly call a hangover. Here's some facts. Out of the first 55 Super Bowl losers, 38 came back to make the playoffs the next season. That's 69.1% rate, which would refute the notion of a Super Bowl runner-up jinx. Of the 17 runners-up that failed to make the playoffs, 11 didn't reach a 500 record, which is kind of crazy to think. And all of those came after 1989, I believe it was. And so that would mean right around that time of free agency. So a lot more parity in the NFL now, but still 69% of the Super Bowl loss teams are making it back to the playoffs. So that's hardly a hangover. That's well above, you know, a 50-50 shot. Those teams are getting back. And it makes sense because those were really good teams that made it. You're likely returning a lot of that team, and so you can get back. You have a great organization likely if you made a Super Bowl, so you're likely going to get back to the playoffs. And it doesn't surprise me at all. And the only undefeated team of all time, the 1972 Dolphins, they completed that feat the year after they lost the Super Bowl. Heck, Buffalo made it back to the Super Bowl 3 straight times after their first Super Bowl loss. All right, so applying that to us, how do we fail forward in life and have defeat make us stronger? Number one, you have to accept responsibility. Jim Rohn said, "You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances, the seasons, or the wind, but you can change yourself. That is something you have charge of." Often we want to blame others during this time of defeat, but the best thing we can do is look internally. Ask yourself these questions. Where do I need to improve as a player to make this team better? If you're on an athletic team and you face defeat, where does my leadership need to improve so my next company succeeds? What do I need to get resolved personally so my next relationship works? What do I need to tap into to make my next diet work so I can live a healthy life? Accept responsibility of the defeat. Ask yourself, am I the part of the solution or part of the problem? Oftentimes, in some way, it may not be the main problem. For most of us, we are the problem in some way, shape, or form. Accept responsibility and improve from there. Number two, take action. Once you look internally and accept that the responsibility of defeat is likely on you, then you could start to take the necessary steps to make yourself better personally, so you hope to not be defeated again. Ask yourself, what daily tasks can you do that will move the needle for you in your career, your relationships, your emotional state, your spiritual life, or your health and wellness? Do you need to put your cell phone away from dinner time till the kids go to bed so that you can have a better relationship with them? Do you need to get your workout in first thing in the morning when your willpower is the highest so you can get that workout in that you promised yourself you would do? Do you need to build better relationships with those you work with so you can lead them better? You know, it's said that people do not care how much you know until they know how much you care. Pour into your employees, pour into those teammates of yours, those you work with, and then you can lead them more effectively. So accept the responsibility, take action, and number three, now it's time to play free. Once you've taken responsibility and have taken the necessary steps to get better, then you have the freedom to just let loose and operate like you have nothing to lose. Just because you were defeated before does not mean you will be defeated again. You did everything you could do with the knowledge you had, so you don't have to worry about failing because now there's no stones unturned. You did everything you possibly could to make this moment where you're fully prepared the best you can make it. I understand this is easier said than done, but when you are honestly prepared, you can live with the results of life with peace. When you don't prepare properly, there is regret on the horizon. For me personally, I feel like I gave the game my all based upon the knowledge I had at the time, so I can walk away from the game now with peace, knowing that I didn't cheat myself or the game. Don't be afraid of defeat in your life. Go play this game. Go play this game of life with your hair on fire, not afraid of loss or to make a mistake. Derek Jeter once said, to be able to hit the game-winning home run, you have to be willing to strike out in the same batter's box. To hit that game-winning home run, you're going to have to take some risk. You're going to have to deal with some defeat, but you must learn from that defeat, and that will bring wins in the future. And understand what caused you to strike out the last time in that batter's box of life, and then fight to make sure that same pitch doesn't strike you out again. Just learn from your mistakes. All right, guys, attack this playoff time like you're trying to win the Super Bowl. Super Bowl's this weekend. Attack it like you're the Rams or the Bengals, I guess. Let's start 2022 off right and make this the best year yet. I'm in your corner, and reach out to me on Instagram at ewoods70 if you need some advice. It's been an honor of mine to serve you through this playoff push time. Please take time to subscribe to the podcast and share with a friend who may need to hear this, and share it on social media as well. And I will share it, and we can double the impact. For all those Spotify listeners out there, please rate it 5 stars. You guys have been crushing it on there, taking over our Apple numbers, which is absolutely insane. One of the fastest growing podcasts in the country, speaking it into existence. Thank you all very much. Go make it the best day ever and spread joy.